to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, March the 15th, 2015. Let me roll out the red carpet and welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship. It's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So I hope you can sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied. Within your presence I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." You know what, friend? If there's one thing most people don't like about the modern day political process, it would probably have to be the abundance of promises that candidates make but can't often keep. After they're elected, the political process gets so complicated and honestly becomes impossible for politicians to keep all of their promises. But did you know promises are important? not just in politics either. We depend on the ability to trust one another's words in order to have meaningful relationships in life. And the Bible tells us that God's words are trustworthy and they last forever. So whatever God says, whatever He promises, we know His words will never fail. An absolutely perfect promise keeper. That's the type of God that we serve.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Celebrating Jesus today and every day. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. We're one day closer to spring, which starts on Friday, by the way. Praise the Lord. Hey, how's the weekend coming along for you? Yesterday, Hannah, our daughter, who just turned 9 just a few weeks ago, she had a volleyball game, so we had a chance to do some family time that, cheer her on, and she won as well. Praise the Lord. I love it. Hey, if you have your Bible, turn to Romans 12, verse 21. It says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know, anyone who has restored an old piece of furniture knows that it takes a lot of work. I mean, you have to put on the rubber gloves, pour on the chemicals, scrape off the 4, 5, 7, 10 coats of paint. I mean, sand it down, stain it, varnish it. And after several weeks, you'll have a piece of furniture that is ready to be used again. You know what, friend? Restoring relationships takes a whole lot of hard work as well. Approaching, talking, Confessing, forgiving, it's not easy. Removing the resentment, hurt, and distress restores a damaged relationship to its original glory. You know, the Bible says to do whatever it takes to be restored to one another. It's a word to the wise. But fortunately for us, we have the ultimate model of reconciliation, friend. Oh, yes, God sending his son Jesus so that we might be forgiven and have a restored relationship with him. So let's follow God's example starting today by being quick to make the first move towards reconciliation.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Sing praise.
Worshiping the Lord. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll with you. I'd love to hear from you, by the way. If you have a question or comment, prayer request, or song request, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Well, there is a company that provides internet access to the public. I recently read that they sued one of their customers for sending out millions of spam emails. You ever get one of those? Whew, they're kind of frustrating, aren't they? Well, the internet company won the suit, and the individual was ordered to pay $11.2 billion, that's a billion with a B, in damages. Needless to say, that was a judgment he was unable to pay. But you know what, friend? I know what it feels like to have a judgment I could never ever pay. It's the debt that I owe for sinning against a holy God. And friend, fortunately, the Bible says that the same God who issued the judgment also paid the fine by sending his son to pay what I could never afford. That kind of grace is almost unfathomable. And it calls us to live a life of gratitude to such a great giver. In the words of the songwriter Isaac Watts, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on a cross, my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When the stars burn down and the earth wears out, and we stand before the throne, we're the witnesses who have gone before. We will rise and all applaud, singing blessing and honor, glory and power forever to our God. Singing blessing and honor, glory and power forever to our God. When the trumpets will call and the world will fall to its knees as we go home, singing.
and take us up to his side, and forever we will be his, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God, singing blessing and honor and glory and power forever to our God.
Given our worship, our gratitude, our lives to Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, even though it's Monday. Come on now, don't get too upset now. Tomorrow is Monday. I encourage you to tune in to Mark and Friends coming up 7:32 a.m. Central Time as Mark continues his focus on the Alpha Course. In the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.